guys kind of go together like peanut butter and jelly. Really, when I think of Linda Shell, invariably I think of KC Kelsey. And how did you guys first meet?
Oh man, she'd probably have to tell you. It's been a long
time.
That's
a guy answer, right? Chick Willis, and he was part of Chick Willis and the Stoop Down Band.
Yeah, I had been knowing her mother for a long time, and she's always been a friend of mine, and her and Chick were kind of talking. So me and Linda started talking, and we've just been together for a long while.
How did you get started playing the blues? When did you first pick up the guitar?
Well, I lived in Manhattan, Kansas, and one of my cousins one night took me to Junction City, Kansas to see a man named Bobby Blue Bland. And he had a guitar player named Wayne Bennett with him, and I met Wayne, and I got kind of interested listening to him play guitar. And after that show, I sought out guitar players in that area. So I kind of befriended them because I decided I wanted to play guitar. I found out the girls like guitar players. That's all it was to it. Girls like guitar players. I wasn't very good in sports, but I figured I could play a guitar. From then, I just started hanging around people like that and going to shows and watching. Going to shows to see James Brown, Ike and Tina Turner, and always watching the guitar players. Matter of fact, one night in Topeka, Kansas, I went to Ike and Tina Turner show. And as the show was over, I just sit out in the audience because Ike Turner left his guitar on stage. And he walked back to the stage and picked up his guitar and was putting it in his case. And he put it in his case, and I said, "Mr. Turner, will you take your guitar out of your case and show me some stuff?" He said, "Sure, young man, come here." And he did. Ike Turner.
Well, how'd you come to Kansas City, Kansas?
Well, I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, but I lived in Kansas City, Missouri. And in 1955, my father got killed on 10th and Woodland. And my mother was from Manhattan, Kansas. So she decided around 58 we was going to move back up to Manhattan, Kansas. And that's where I went to high school and stuff in Manhattan, Kansas. Well, I got in a little trouble. And my cousin from Kansas City would come up here all the time, and she had a boyfriend that had his own band, Walter Smith. And she told her boyfriend that my cousin wants to play guitar, and he's going to be in your band. And I was in the band. That's how I got to meet Ira Collins. And Ed Toler was the guitar player. Man, I thought we was the stuff. I'm with Albert Collins, riding with Ed Toler in his Cadillac, playing with Big Walter Smith. Oh, man, you couldn't tell me nothing at that time.
Linda, yes. How did you get started singing?
Being my mom's oldest daughter, and she kind of told me that she's going to get a club, and that younger, you know, I would be all the girl groups. We were a young group called the Three Sisters of Soul, and she said, "Well, when I get the club, you'll have to open up for the acts that we're having." So pretty much, you know, that was it. We did a background for Chick Willis on Stop Dogging Me Around. And he thought we sounded pretty good, so he took us on the road for the Chitlet Circuit there for a couple of years. And then there was the club, and so I was married to Dolores' Blues Alley until Grand Emporium came along. But that's where I cut my teeth.
Thank you guys for stopping by.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you
for
having
us. All you
got
to do is call us, and we'll come.
Yeah.